don't know where this podcast is going, but I've always thought that to make anything worthwhile, you've got to put the cart before the horse, before the cliff sometimes, and just hope it grows wings. I always feel like I always hated the expression, fake it till you make it. I always feel like cart before the horse has something similar but different for me. Just that whole idea of something, imagining something and then it appearing in real life is a huge cart before the horse thing. I feel like all creativity is a weird cart before the horse. And even risks in life, they take that sort of cart before the horse bullshit. I always felt like I've done life in a weird reverse in so many ways. So I don't know where... I want to do something with this idea, the cliche cart before the horse. I just don't know how it's going to turn out or how it will appear. It always sort of ties into a leap of faith as well. Just jumping and seeing what happens and hoping that things turn out the right way. The world's full of counterintuitive, reverse, sideways, upside down, interesting things that turn up when you don't do them in the so-called correct order. And I always feel like I'm mining these possibilities. I feel like creativity is doing that almost all the time. And most of the time I'm going to fall on my ass or totally fail, fuck it up. But they, yeah, another cliche, high risk, high reward. So I like that idea as well. Maybe it's because I tried to come out of my mum's feet first and it set the tone for the rest of my life. But yeah, through life, anyone who I've witnessed, seen, do interesting or amazing things, they've taken semi-incredible risk and they've put everything on the line. And I know 90% of that doesn't work out and it fucks up. But if you do it enough, the same mistake eventually turns into the right thing to do. I think Einstein said, I think the whole insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, which is the wrong thing to do and not changing. But not to say that I'm smarter than Einstein, but I'd say keep doing that stupid thing until the time changes, because things change around you. Sometimes, like, doing something right now might not work right now, but in 10 years from now, when things change around me, it'll be the right thing to do. They say a broken clock says the right time twice a day. So in those two times that it works, I'm going to let everything come through. So yeah, I left my job 4 years ago, and it's been, it's been 4 years since I've been doing this poetry and selling books. Like, I make a living off my poetry, but I'm basically a retailer, selling books and my prints, and I didn't know if it was going to work, and it still could fail. But it seems to be working and it seems to be getting better each year, and I put a lot of effort into it and it could all go to shit. But what I love about it, even if all it does all go to shit, I've created all this amazing shit and a whole lot of people have seen it and they've got my books. And even if I just happen to die or Instagram or social media just shuts down, people have my books. and that's the most important thing. It's like, fuck yeah, that happened. But it's weird, as this continues to do okay and improve each year, part of me is scared. It's like, no, this isn't supposed to happen. Part of me is trying to shut it down. Like, I know there's a part of me that says, nah, you don't deserve this, you're not worthy of this working out, that's not supposed to happen, because nothing's ever worked out like this before. And so there's part of me that I feel like there's, like, I'm in danger of sometimes self-sabotaging everything that I've worked for. It's weird. It's like there's two of me. It's like there's two of us. There's angels and devils on all of our shoulders. And so, yeah, in the last few weeks, selling my new book, it's probably sold the best of anything I've ever made before, because it's sort of like a mini best of my best stanzas and quotes from across all my books. And all of a sudden it's semi-exploding, and it's like, no, that's not supposed to happen. This isn't real. This is too good to be true. And all two things that are too good to be true are exactly that. They are too good to be true. So that's my brain's trying to tell me, bullshit, Darby. This isn't going to work. But I've got to take my own advice, which is a poem I wrote a while ago, which was something like, when you have nothing to lose, people will smell that and reward you with something to lose. And the untalented and lazy will try and take something to lose away from you. But they'll be frustrated by the fact that they can't take nothing to lose that you had to begin with. And so I've got to keep reminding myself of that. My own advice that I wrote to myself once, that even if it all goes away, I've got all this beautiful shit, and that can't be taken away. It's happened. But that's exactly it. As soon as I start thinking I've got something to lose, then it all dies. It all goes away. Creativity is kind of like that. It can smell your fear. It can smell when you think you have something to lose, and it won't be given to you. It happens when you're almost free of this world, free of the bullshit of life in a way, and that's when beautiful stuff happens. So yeah, I'll continue putting the cart before the horse. I've got to remember not to put the horse before the cart and be all normal because all of a sudden things are starting to work. I've got to continue to play a sports team that's like a stacked forward line with zero defense. As soon as I start stacking my defense and protecting something, that means I'm playing not to lose. And that's the most dangerous thing in the world with creativity. Playing not to lose is shit. I've always discovered that even in games, like when I used to play soccer as a kid, remember we were beating one of the best teams and all of a sudden we were a goal ahead and there was only a small time to go, and all of a sudden we stopped playing to win, we started playing to not lose, and then we lost it. Anyway, this is all kind of to say thank you for buying my new book, and also thank you for listening to my blabber. I love recording it. I only thought I'd do this podcast I'd give it 10 goes and then I'd be done, thinking I'd run out of ideas by then. But it's been weird. It's been like a comforting little weekly diary that I talk shit to myself and you get to hear my bullshit. And it's been weirdly helpful. Like I've grown so much shit out of this little podcast. And this was a putting the cart before the horse. Didn't think I'd be doing this shit. But anyway, I'm going to make this one minute shorter, or a couple of minutes shorter than my normal ones, because today I'm in the country and I feel like I've got to actually enjoy it while I'm here. If you'd like to leave a review for my podcast on Apple or Spotify or wherever you're listening to it, in the little star thing, I'd love it if you did.